When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I think it was always, there's always that point, like maybe once or twice in your life that you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
But you knew you knew it was coming. But you're like, man, if I just get one in without them knowing, man, I'm going to drop this.
I was like 15 or 16, and I don't remember what I was in trouble for. But it's one of those deals where I don't tell your father when he gets home, except my mother actually meant it this time, right? And I don't remember what I did. I remember he's coming up the stairs. I know he's going to come to my room first. But all day I'm thinking about this, you know, because I had like maybe 3 hours before he's going to get home from work. And it's one of those moments. I'm about 16. So I'm like, you know what? Tell his ass. I don't care. I'm not sweating this. This mother effer is going to find out who the man of the house is. There's no doubt about this. So I'm waiting for his ass. I remember he opens my door. He looks at me. And I guess it's the look on my face. And he just says, is there something you want to say? And in that moment, I looked him dead in the eye and said, no, sir. And I just, you could tell he wanted me to do something stupid. And
please.
Just everything inside of my body said, do not do it, man. There was this look on his face like, I want you to raise your hands, boy. And I could just feel it. And I'm like, no, sir.
No.
I have not. I'm pumping myself up all day. And the minute we locked eyes, I'm like, that is a bad idea. Like, let's not do that, man. Yeah. Abort.
Who threw the punch? Why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Keith. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I was working at a casino as a dealer, and people get punched all the time in there. And
what do you mean? What do you mean?
The blackjack players, man, they're the angriest people on the world, in the planet.
And okay. They'll start fighting each other?
They will. You make a bad call on a blackjack game, oh, somebody's getting punched.
Honestly, it's the reason I don't play it in a casino.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. Not that I'm worried about getting punched, yeah. But people get very annoyed because I'm not good.
Oh, yeah.
So if you take their card, they get pissed.
All right.
And they will tell you. Like,
my wife likes to play blackjack at the casino, man, and she gets real intense. I always just leave. Like, I'm going to go play the slots. She gets, like, real focused, man.
Okay. I just figure you're trying to beat the dealer.
Yeah.
The one story that I was telling Mike when I called was this big guy. He's got to be 6'5", 350, 400, right? He's sitting there playing a game, playing a table, and I'm at the other end of the pit, so I don't even know what's going on. I heard about it later. I just saw it happen. And apparently he told this little guy was sitting there at the table, got to be 5'5", maybe. I don't know. And he was just talking smack to the big guy about what he was doing with the cards. And the big guy was like, dude, you need to stop. And he kept telling him like 3 or 4 times apparently. And little guy just would not stop. So the big guy was like, I'm going to knock your teeth out. And the little guy just kept going. And the big guy looked at the dealer, said, I'm sorry about this. Turned, didn't even get up or nothing. Just laid this dude out. Teeth, blood, you could see it from across the way. 20 feet away, I saw it, just a spray come out of this guy's mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
And he hit the ground. And the big guy, apparently, he looked at the dealer. He goes, I am so sorry. He grabbed his money, and he walked over the cage, just calm as can be, and just dashed out. Little dude still laying on the ground. It was hilarious. Everybody in the place, as soon as it happened, everybody in the place, you could see everybody's heads just turn. And look.
But did they just let him walk out, or did they do like a security,
so
escorted?
What ended up happening was the little guy, he ended up getting up. He spit a whole bunch of teeth out onto the floor, and yeah, there was teeth. And he followed this big guy, and he got a couple of his friends. And apparently I heard from security later that when the big dude left, walked out the door, these three little guys followed him. And were met by the cops and immediately put in handcuffs.
Oh, wow. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, the big guy was allowed to go. He was like, he told the cops what happened, apparently, and they were like, I'd have done the same thing.
What were the three guys arrested for?
Well, there was, I don't really know, but I know there was drugs involved.
Aha, okay.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah, apparently this little guy was on something, and he had something in his pocket. So.
Oh, well, dumbass. Yeah. Okay. All right. Game over on that.
He had more drugs in his pocket than teeth in his mouth. I like the fact that the guy said, I'm going to knock your teeth out, and then literally knocks his teeth out.
Who threw the punch, and why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know why people have to pick. Like, don't pick on a giant dude if you're a littler dude.
Don't do it, man. Just don't. I don't know why people do it. I have no idea. People always want to pick on the meanest looking dude. Like my buddy Leon, it was just his face. He looked like a Klingon. So if he was not smiling, he just looked angry all the time. And it did not matter what bar we went to. At some point, there'd be an issue. Most of the time, he could talk his way out of it. But if he couldn't, because people were convinced that he's mean mugging him. And even I'd say, like, dude, I swear to God, I've known this guy for years. This is what his face looks like. When I first met him, I thought he hated me. And then you realize this is just what his face looks like. But he ended up getting in scraps. The thing that I didn't understand about Leon, we're built the same, but he is a billion times tougher than I ever was going to be. Dude could fight, man. So the guy's like, take it outside. I'm like, you don't want to do that, man. I'm telling him, man, F you, F your friend. I'm like, okay. And I was telling Miles outside, the fastest fight I've seen, there were five punches thrown. There were six people in the fight. It was Leon and five dudes. Now, we are drinking beer together at the bar. These guys determined that Leon must be mean mugging him. And he even explained, man, it's just my face. Well, they don't want to hear it because they're a little tuned up, you know what I mean? So they want to scrap. And Leon just sets down his beer. He's like, all right, man. He walks outside, and all of us in the bar, there's these big-ass picture windows. So we watch him walk outside. He puts his back against the wall so no one can get behind him. He threw five punches, and all five guys are on the ground. Leon walks back into the bar, sits down next to me, picks up his beer, and continues the conversation as though nothing had happened.
Nice.
Yeah, for him, it was like a commercial break because he's like, dude, I'll be right back. I'm like, are you sure, man? He's like, I got him, man. And sure, and it's like, pop, 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 pop. Walks right back, and it, like it was done. Walks right back in, picks up the beer, like, yeah, man, Star Trek The Next Generation, dog. I'm telling you, it's like, God damn, man.
Who threw the punch? Why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there. How's it going?
Hola.
So years ago, we had Western Steel and Casting. I worked there, and after hours, we went to the Cyrene Tavern there on 4th Avenue. And Mark, one of co-workers, he had a cliff lip and a mustache, so it was hard to see it. Plus, he didn't really have a speech impediment unless he was drinking.
Okay.
And I'm playing pool, and Mark's sitting at the bar, and there's this guy bothering him. And Mark gets off his stool, and the guy punches him in the face. Mark's head goes back, and he turns around, and it says, "My turn." And he pasted the guy so hard, he come up off the ground, and he didn't get back up for a couple minutes. And we all just stood there laughing.
What did he say to him again?
My turn.
Someone that makes it worse.
She says, I Karen, the midday girl.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a little Harry Carey-ish.
Goddamn.
She had that.
Oh, did she? Mm. All right. One of the guys I know in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
He's telling me, he's like,
oh, my God.
Said he's at a party. He's like 17, and he sees, as he says, like, it's the girl of my dreams, man. Like, but I've never met her before, right? And so she's talking to this other group of people that he doesn't quite know. And he's at this party with his brother, and his brother, older brother. His older brother's like, dude, just say something to her. My God, stop fawning, right? So he goes, I kind of ease over to where she's talking, and I'm just listening in, you know, because I'm trying to find something common that I can, you know, break the ice with. So he goes, finally, I realize, like, I hear her voice. And so he goes, I look at her, he taps her on the shoulder and says, I notice you have a bit of an accent. Where are you from? She said, I have a speech impediment. And he's like, it was the worst moment of his life. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, are you serious? He goes, oh, yeah. He said there was...
he's looking for any end.
Oh, no.
Any end.
He thinks this is the end. It's an accent.
So he's like, perfect, just ask her where she's from. So he's like... I hear you have an accent. Where are you from? It's a speech impediment. He's like, oh, okay.
Jesus. How do you recover from that?
You don't.
You don't.
That is what he explained.
I think effective.
Yeah. Yeah.